This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The United States and Israel continue their coordinated attacks in several cities in Iran, significantly intensifying tensions in West Asia. The strike came amid heightened tensions between the United States and Iran over a potential nuclear agreement. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in a video message posted on a social media platform that Washington has begun a military campaign against Iran to defend the American people and protect its core national security interests. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a video message addressed to the nation, also confirmed a joint military operation, dubbed Operation Lion's Roar, against Iran, describing the action as necessary to remove what he termed an existential threat posed by the Iranian regime. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including the capital Tehran. The strike took place near offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in Tehran. Some international news agencies have reported that Iran's defense minister Amir Nasir Zadeh and Revolutionary Guards commander Mohammad Pakpour are believed to have been killed in attacks. Meanwhile, Iranian media reported death of 57 students while 60 others were injured in an Israeli strike on a girls' elementary school in Minar in the Hormuzgan province of southern parts of the country. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said the attack on a girls' school will not go unanswered. Iran's National Security Council has advised residents to leave the capital, Tehran. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace. Mobile phone services have been disrupted. Meanwhile, Iraq has also closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on neighboring Iran. In retaliation, Iran has struck all Israeli and U.S. military targets in the West Asia with missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it has targeted Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar, Al Salem Air Base in Kuwait, Al Dhafra Air Base in the UAE, and US 5th Fleet Base in Bahrain. UAE has confirmed that shrapnel falling on residential area in Abu Dhabi resulted in the death of one person of Asian nationality. Following the attacks, Dubai Airport has suspended all flight operations until further notice. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council has been called tonight in New York to review the West Asia situation. The meeting was requested by Bahrain, Colombia, China, Russia and France. India has expressed deep concern at the recent developments in Iran and the Gulf region and urged all sides to exercise restraint, avoid escalation and prioritize the safety of civilians. The External Affairs Ministry stressed in a statement that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions and address underlying issues. It emphasized that sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states must be respected. Meanwhile, India has issued advisories for its nationals residing in West Asian countries, asking them to avoid unnecessary travel, take due care and remain vigilant in view of fast evolving situation in the region. Air India and IndiGo have also suspended its flights to all destinations in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Micron Technology State of the Art Semiconductor Assembly Test and Packaging ATMP facility at Sanand in Gujarat this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the inauguration of the facility marks the commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first Made in India semiconductor memory modules from the Sanand facility. He said the event signifies a historic milestone in India's journey toward global technology leadership. The Prime Minister reiterated India's commitment to the semiconductor sector, noting that so far, 10 projects have been approved under the Semicon India program. Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said semiconductor industry is a foundational sector and that India has firmly established its presence on the global map. In Andhra Pradesh, 21 people were killed and 13 others were injured in a massive explosion at a firecracker manufacturing unit in Vetlapalem village in Samarlakota in Kakinad district today. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, chasing a target of 213 runs, Sri Lanka were 103 for 5 in 12.2 overs against Pakistan in a Super 8 Group 2 match at Palakkile when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.